What if the 6 years you'll spend dreaming over your lifetime aren't wasted hours, but rather an untapped resource for solving problems, healing illness, and glimpsing what's coming next? Larry Page conceived Google's search algorithm in a dream. James Cameron dreamed the entire Terminator franchise during a fever. Stephen King mines his nightmares for best-selling novels. These aren't flukes. They're examples of what becomes possible when we stop dismissing our dreams as mental static and start treating them as the guidance system they've always been. For most of human history, dreams weren't optional entertainment, but essential survival tools. Our ancestors compensated for their physical disadvantages by keeping vigil through dreams, preparing for dangers and opportunities before they arrived. Yet somewhere along the way, particularly in Western culture, we forgot this ancient skill. We've been taught that real people, especially men, don't dwell on inner experiences, that dreams are either Freudian wish fulfillment or random neurological noise. But watch any child, and you'll see the truth. Dream literacy is our birthright, not some mystical gift. The question isn't whether your dreams contain wisdom, it's whether you're ready to listen. Dream recovery requires only a notebook, pen, and commitment. Your dream source responds to genuine interest. When you demonstrate your listening, it speaks more clearly. Before sleep, state your intention to remember. Upon waking, stay still in that twilight zone where dreams linger. Start with trigger words, a face, feeling, or location to unlock entire sequences. Write without censoring. That embarrassing scenario might contain exactly what you need. If nothing surfaces, gently shift positions. Returning to your sleeping posture sometimes recovers lost memories. Still nothing? Write current thoughts anyway. This signals receptivity and often contains unrecognized dream residue. Nightmares aren't attacks, they're aborted missions. We flee before receiving their message, guaranteeing we'll face that same test in reality, usually under worse circumstances. Southeast Asian shamanic traditions teach that nightmare adversaries become helpers once confronted. Try dialoguing with fears, questioning adversaries, or invoking allies. Consider Lisa's nightmare of an overflowing bathtub and vomiting red liquid. Despite disturbing imagery, she woke inexplicably happy. Her dream group, recognizing positive feeling alongside childbirth imagery, urged a pregnancy test. After years of trying, it came back positive, demonstrating that your emotional response upon waking provides the most crucial clue to a dream's true significance. Dreams communicate through symbols, emotions, and experiences foreign to waking logic. These 9 keys help translate that language. Trust your feelings first. When Diane dreamed of descending a dizzying spiral staircase during her marital crisis, her sense of accomplishment upon reaching bottom revealed her inner strength. Record first associations. Spontaneous connections reveal deeper meanings before rational analysis intrudes. Run reality checks by asking, could this mean exactly what it says? Paul's dream about helping a lost child revealed unresolved issues with his actual daughter. Re-enter dreams by focusing on remembered scenes while relaxing consciousness. Dialogue with dream characters. Everything in dreams is alive and can communicate. Track your dream self to reveal patterns playing out in waking life. Explore symbols personally rather than consulting generic dream dictionaries. Your recurring images develop unique meanings. Ask, what part of me, to see dream characters as projections of different aspects of yourself. Enact your dreams by doing something beyond recording them. Write mottos, confirm warnings, create artwork or rituals honoring dream messages. Lucid dreaming, knowing you're dreaming while dreaming, opens extraordinary possibilities. You simultaneously perceive your body in bed, the dream content, and yourself dreaming. Spontaneous lucidity often triggers from impossible actions, flying, altered appearance, unusual signals. With practice, dreamers develop stable locales they can revisit, libraries or galleries where they meet other dreamers, recover pre-birth knowledge, or seek healing. A Wall Street attorney folded time to connect with a Victorian physician. a son visited his mother during surgery alongside deceased relatives, sending healing energy. In your dream body, your natural form on the astral plane, you visit physical locations and dimensions where you encounter fellow dreamers, the deceased, and non-physical entities. Shamanic dreaming means consciously entering the dream world, communicating with guides, and returning with healing gifts. Most shamans use rhythmic drumming at 4 to 8 hertz, creating sonic driving that facilitates altered consciousness more reliably than chemicals or meditation. Shamanic vocations typically begin with dream summons. Indonesian healer Rohana Lair met an elderly man in dreams who gave her a healing stone for her son's eye infection. Dorcas, a Zulu woman, suffered 3 years of illness until accepting her ancestors' call to become a Sangoma. Her deceased grandfather taught shamanic practices, healing her when she accepted her role. In tribal societies, people develop relationships with guardian animals through dreams, power animals enabling shapeshifting and working at a distance. Dreams reveal accurate information about unknown events. Paula, a publishing executive, consciously dreamed of flying to a friend's apartment and noticed Alice in Wonderland figurines, details she couldn't have known but which proved accurate. A Hawaiian nurse dreamed of experiencing a patient's death moments before receiving the news. These experiences demonstrate clairvoyance, telepathy, and precognition, hypersensory perception, preparing us for future challenges. 7 indicators identify precognitive content. Unfamiliar but realistic locations may glimpse future scenes. Communication themes like phone calls signal incoming messages. Dream characters from your past indicate reconnection. Dreams about another's life provide behind-the-scenes information. Repeated messages deserve special attention. Incubated dreams yield clearer guidance, and Twilight Zone messages are frequently accurate. Proficiency requires practice. Keep a log of hypersensory dreams and their confirmations, noting that manifestation ranges from hours to weeks. Shamans understand that in dreaming, we scout the future and actively choose between possible futures. Physical events are born inside dreaming, where we can change them before manifestation. Even when events can't be changed, dreams prepare us, a gift transforming how we navigate life's uncertainties. Dreams provide a shadow box for safely observing death and communicating with the departed. Unlike near-death experiences, they allow afterlife exploration without physical trauma. Our dead speak clearly in dreams because we don't distinguish between living and dead. Our condition resembles that of spirits. After his father's death, the author's family received practical guidance through dreams. His father appeared urging his mother to move, repeating Rodriguez, the realtor's name. Within a week, she relocated to a retirement community where she spent her happiest later years. Dreams also deliver nightly health reports, revealing problems before physical symptoms appear. Disease intrusions might appear as break-ins, while cancer manifests as infestations. Wanda Birch had recurring dreams of dancing among the dead, being told she would die at 43. At that age, she was diagnosed with breast cancer, first detected through dreams showing stars radiating from a central mass. A healing dream showed a radiant helper pulling poison from her breast like a sponge, an image she used in waking visualizations. On the eve of turning 44, Wanda confronted a divine presence and renegotiated her soul contract. 5 years later, her cancer remained in remission. "I am alive because I dream," she says, a truth applying to us all. We live in a culture that sells pills for productivity and apps for mindfulness, yet ignores the most powerful guidance system we possess, one that costs nothing and operates every night. Dreams have sparked Nobel Prize-winning discoveries, revolutionary inventions, best-selling novels, and life-saving medical diagnoses. They've reunited families, prevented disasters, and healed supposedly incurable illnesses. This isn't mysticism. It's your birthright as a human being. Every night, you spend up to 2 hours in a state where boundaries dissolve, departed loved ones can reach you, your body's wisdom speaks in symbols, and your creative genius plays freely. The only question is whether you'll pay attention. Start tonight. Place a notebook by your bed. Before sleep, tell yourself you'll remember your dreams. When you wake, lie still and reach for those fading images. Write them down without judgment. Do this consistently and patterns will emerge, warnings will prove accurate, and solutions will appear. Your dreams aren't random noise. They're messages from your deeper self, from your body's innate wisdom, from sources of guidance that have always been trying to reach you. The question isn't whether your dreams have something to tell you, it's whether you're finally ready to listen.